Exclusive: Senator David Perdue, Democrat. John Ossoff is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. By Matthew Boyle on January 2, 2021. Senator David Perdue, RGA, told Breitbart News exclusively on Saturday that his Democrat opponent in Tuesday's upcoming runoff election, John Ossoff, is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in much the same way other young Democrats have been targeted by CCP agents. Perdue made the allegation on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125, the Patriot Channel. And it comes after a series of damaging revelations about Ossoff have emerged in recent weeks. It also comes after Ossoff was finally confronted by Fox News reporter Peter Ducey about the matter last week on the campaign trail in Georgia. Perdue compared Ossoff, whose documentary film company has financial ties to the CCP through a state-backed media enterprise, to Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, and to Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden. Perdue argued that Ossoff's situation is actually worse than Swalwell's or Hunter Biden's because Ossoff went into business with CCP-connected companies and then covered it up by not disclosing the relationship in financial disclosure forms. Perdue said Ossoff committed a federal crime by failing to disclose this information required of candidates on personal financial disclosures. The CCP has identified for some time young ambitious liberal politicians, Perdue said. You see it now coming out in Eric Swalwell. You see it in Hunter Biden. Now, you have John Ossoff. I think John Ossoff is actually as or more serious than the other two for this reason. He knowingly worked for the Chinese Communist Party for 2 years. He hid it from the primary voters in Georgia this year. He did not disclose it. He got caught. Then he finally disclosed it. And that's a federal crime to not disclose it, by the way. He finally amended his filing and got caught again, then lied about it again. While Fox did ask Ossoff the question, Perdue noted in his interview with Breitbart News that Ossoff completely dodged answering it. Something that Perdue said has been a consistent pattern of dishonesty from Ossoff. Peter Ducey this week asked him the right question that the liberal media has not asked him. And that is, explain your relationships to the Chinese Communist Party, Perdue told Breitbart News. He didn't answer it. John Ossoff has never answered it. He lied in a debate when I asked him if he worked for that company, PCCW, which is owned indirectly by the Chinese Communist Party. They are the propaganda arm that fights against the freedom fighters in Hong Kong specifically. This is an ongoing thing. I'm not sure he can even get an intelligence clearance now as a U.S. senator if he were elected. Frankly, it's the same thing Eric Swalwell has to deal with. He is compromised. This is a scandal that is just beginning to now come out. We've been trying for months. Thank you guys for bringing it up. He's got a real China problem for sure. The reason exposing Democrats like Ossoff, Swalwell, and Hunter Biden, among others, who have been, in Perdue's word, compromised by the CCP is important, the Georgia senator said. Because the CCP has a nefarious long-term agenda. You have to understand their long-term agenda. Michael Pillsbury wrote a book called The 100-Year Marathon, Perdue said. He's a renowned China expert. I concur with all of that. They want to be the hegemony of this century. They've got a long-term plan. What they really want in simple terms is influence. They want to compromise people in positions of authority and bend them toward their propaganda and their way of thinking. As a matter of fact, John Ossoff actually tweeted out in support of Xinhua, which is one of their propaganda arms supporting some of the things they were saying about the Uyghurs and the freedom fighters in Hong Kong. This is something that is very serious. You think about people like Eric Swalwell on the Intel Committee getting these classified briefings and having all this inside information about what's going on inside the United States. That's one thing. The other is just a very subtle long-term drip of desensitizing Americans to a socialist agenda. You see that right now in the Democratic offering. This didn't just happen. They've been working on this for some time, and there are a lot of people who think socialism might not be all that bad. I can tell you, people are not trying to break into Venezuela or Cuba right now. Socialism has failed every time it has been tried. And yet the Chinese Communist Party has a long-term strategy to be a global hegemony. They want to be the rule maker, they want to be the reserve currency. And they want to be the dominant player in the world politically, militarily, socially, and economically. But it's not just his CCP financial ties that Ossoff has been dishonest with Georgia voters about. Back in 2017, when he ran for the U.S. House and lost in a special election to Republican Karen Handel, Ossoff inflated his national security credentials, for which he was called out by a number of different media outlets, including PolitiFact. Ossoff had given off the impression he was a senior national security congressional staffer when in fact he had just worked in a congressional office. Asked about that, Perdue told Breitbart News that, while that is bad indeed, what's worse about him is if Ossoff were to be elected, he would serve as a rubber stamp for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The worst indictment is he will be nothing but an absolute rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer, Perdue said. He perpetrates this agenda if he gets these two seats. But as you speak of this, he actually lied. Let's be direct about this. His clearance, intelligence clearance, in the House, he didn't have what he said he had. He did not have 5 years of intel experience. He was a staff guy right out of school at 25 in a House member's office. Now, if you know how House members are organized, there are no 25-year-olds with that type of clearance, and he did not have it either. His dad bought a small business for him when he was right out of school, so for the last 9 years or so he's had this documentary journalism business, which is fine. But his biggest client over the last 9 years has been Al Jazeera. This is a pattern with this guy, and he has never owned up and answered the tough questions about how he has been compromised by dealing with Al Jazeera and PCCW and the Chinese Communist Party. Number one, he's not qualified to be in the Senate. But more than anything else, his judgment is impaired. He's been compromised by the Chinese Communist Party and continues to lie about his background and my background as far as that goes. They don't want to defend the agenda they want to perpetrate. And that's the ultimate thing I want to say this morning, is that we've got to get the vote out in Georgia to hold the line against this agenda that we know they want to do. But in these two Senate races, these two Senate candidates have been absolutely totally reluctant to talk about what they stand for. They lie about Kelly Loeffler, and they lie about me to prevaricate and hide the fact that they would be a rubber stamp for Chuck Schumer. We know what they want to do. He wants to change the voting rules in the Senate so with 51 votes they'll be able to do anything they want. They want to add two or three new states, they want to stack the Supreme Court. And they eventually want to change the way that the House is set up with the number of people per district, which would affect the Electoral College, and we know the agenda because it's in the presidential platform they laid out this year. You hear Bernie Sanders and Uck talking about it every day on the news. Listen to Senator David Perdue on Breitbart News Saturday.